So good afternoon or very early evening. I never know where is the line between afternoon and evening. My name is Matěj Cepl. I am kind of unofficial lead of the Python development in SUSE. And this presentation has kind of tragic history, because originally when I was registering for the conference, I was working on the Python stack proposal for a couple of months already, and it was exactly after 8 hours brainstorming session where I was completely wiped out. And my first thought, never anything about Python, so let's talk about something else. So I thought I will install MicroOS, and I will share with you my experience with running MicroOS on, and how is the real life with MicroOS. Then when I told it to my boss, hi Sasha, he told that I am completely crazy and that I have to talk about Python stack proposal because it needs more popularization presentation. So in the end, this is kind of weird combination of two slightly unrelated products, and I hope there will be a lot of questions and accusations and blame and everything, so we can talk. So let's talk about Python stack proposal. Most of you who try to use Leap know that the only supported version of Python is Python 3.6, which is kind of tragically old, obsolete, and not supported by many upstream projects. So the case which kind of hurts my heart is that Luboš was running around and asking whether we can include GNU Medical, or whatever is the name of the project, which is kind of awesome project for medical infrastructure. A couple of African countries is built on it, and it's absolutely awesome, the best what can open source universe provide. And it doesn't work on Leap because we have Python 3.6 only. And given our contractual obligations, we will have Python 3.6 as our main Python for the rest of life of Python. So it's kind of a situation without a resolution. So we decided that we will add on the top of current system also some restricted set of Python packages with more recent versions. After some discussion, hi Dirk, we decided that in the end it will be Python 3.11. Originally it was supposed to be Python 3.10, but now it's Python 3.11. So TLDR of Python stack proposal, yes, you have Python 3.11 and restricted, meaning a couple of hundred of packages in SLE 15 SP4, and from that in, I'm not sure which version of Leap, ask somebody more Leapish. We try to collect from our customers and from whoever we could ask what is kind of set of packages which would allow them to run their applications. So that's what how we generated the list. It's again, given the nature of SLES, we didn't touch anything which is in the current SLES. It's just on the top of it. It's the additional packages the original slash Python 3.6 packages will be as supported as they are currently, and we will support these more modules. I'm not sure how the specific Python module will be reflected in the Leap universe, whether it will be additional repository or it will be in the same, I'm not sure, but additional repository. Okay. And yeah, the last line I have added that we do not guarantee, we will try to be as conservative as possible, but we do not guarantee that it will be the same version 3.11 forever and ever and ever, and that the packages which are there will be in the same version forever and ever and ever. If we will need some really burning need, we will upgrade. We will try to be sensible and conservative, but we don't guarantee that it will be the same forever. Questions? This is that 8-hour brainstorming session. The support cycles for the thing. It was crazy. Anyway, so are there any questions? Everything is easy. Everybody is happy. Or everybody is completely confused. Okay. And now about something completely different. As I said originally, I was hoping that this will be mostly about macOS and how macOS desktop works in the real life for the real developer and not for somebody who is whose main job is hacking macOS desktop. So I have some knowledge about some parts of it, but not very deep knowledge. And to make things even more fun, I decided to use Richard Brown's image, which is with Sway. So the main macOS desktop, or however it is called, Ion, is it Ion? Yes, will be with GNOME, which has I am using Sway, which has some advantages. I like it very much, but I have to admit it's kind of by hackers for hackers. So most of the configuration is done with editing text files, which is perfectly fine, but the nature of the macOS, when you want to have as little configuration as possible, it probably works better for GNOME, and where everything is kind of automatically configured without users' involvement, it works slightly better. So, for example, this is not my computer, because my computer I have just not persuaded to connect to HDMI. I have no idea. But aside from that HDMI, my experience is that the basic system upgrading image, that host operating system that is regularly updated, it, from my point of view, it just works. I have to keep computers on overnight, and every morning I have a fresh update running, and everything is lovely. So that's one thing. Of course, the basic applications which are supposed to be run on MicroOS should be run in Flatmex, which works perfectly well. I expect it to work absolutely perfectly on, again, GNOME, because GNOME is built for this infrastructure. I had some slight problems with integration because every Flatpak is isolated container, but you need to have communications between those containers and with the host operating system. So there is like very deep magic involved, which works more or less correctly, but sometimes there is some window which doesn't know where to go. But that's probably, again, Sway problem. I think my Firefox on the BART, if you use the official Flatpaks were from large developers, then they just work. I was, it's kind of interesting because it is first time in many, many years where I'm using actually Firefox from Mozilla and Thunderbird from whoever maintains Thunderbird currently, and LibreOffice. I wonder whether it is the future and where is the end of our efforts. How long will be these applications will be maintained by ones like us? Probably for a long time because of SUSE support, but I wonder. And the best part for the developers, okay, so when I talk with anybody about MicroOS, they are saying, oh, it doesn't work because you have to reboot after every installation of every package and it's completely useless. The answer is that the answer to you are not supposed to install many packages on the host system. And for anything else, when you need normal system where you can install, remove, play with it, use a distro box. And I was surprised how DistroBox really makes life with Docker Podman containers really simple and useful, even from a guy like me who is not a super specialist for in the container world and who kind of doesn't know what he's talking about when talking about containers. But DistroBox really makes the life very easy. So, of course, I have one development container with Tumbleweed where I can basically do anything and it works just fine. For some reasons which I was not, nobody explained to me correctly yet, it needs to be run with root privileges, but again, that's just one switch in DistroBox. So it works just fine. I have to use my password in the beginning because it runs through sudo. Yes, there was supposed to be a demo here, which is not because I'm not on my computer. So I will just describe in briefly. Containers are fun. So I've managed, as I said, I still don't feel that I'm a super specialist in containers, but I managed to create my own compute container with a text editor, which I use, which includes also all language service protocol servers. And it is able to export these servers from this container. So inside of that development container, I can use them with Vim, so NeoVim. So NeoVim uses in one container, NeoVim running in one container uses language service from other containers. it's fun. And it's really easy. It's just one shell script which I had to fix. And you can do a lot of interesting things with it. And yes, somebody mentioned these 728 TechLife packages, which I had to. This presentation is made in Beamer, so that's what I had to install. And comparing to regular Tumbleweed, I didn't have to put it on my normal system, but I just created new container, create presentation, then the container will go away and everything is fine. Sorry? I could. It seems kind of perverse, but yes, I could. Yeah, I was talking about yes, the one thing which I think is kind of call to arms for all of us, if the future of operating system is supposed to be this kind of minimal host system with containers, and there are some people who claim that it should be, then I feel that the situation with containers needs a huge user, making them much more user-friendly than they are, because currently Flatpaks work just fine, and finding something on FlatHub is kind of reasonable. But if you want normal containers, and I was told that I am not supposed to use normal containers directly, I'm supposed to use Kubernetes and a set of new containers, which is even more fun because it doesn't exist at all. But so if I would like to have for completely server-side situation, some set of containers called, I don't know, small office mail server, I'm not sure whether I would be looking for it. If I am a weird guy who runs IMAP server and postfix on his own workstation, then I am even more lost, because if you go to the Docker Hub, you have those lovely 100,000 or so containers. And if there is not a particular package, the container maintained by the upstream, then basically I have no idea how to do anything about it. Situation is slightly better in registry opensuse.org. That's probably my only hope to find something sane, but still, amount of work to make it, to configure everything and to make everything work is still too high, I'm afraid. But so I had to make a couple of them myself, but I still think that it's too much. Okay, questions, accusations? What did I miss? What I don't understand? Either for MicroOS or for Python. No. It's too late, everybody is sleeping and thinking about dinner. Okay. Thank you very much.